Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com. Bob's Big Ben Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Ben Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Ben Bowling.
Good morning, sports fans. Welcome to your morning cup of sports on Radio AFS with your host, Farmer and B. As I always say in the beginning, way too early for this shit, B.
Yeah, but you sound a lot more awake today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Puddin'.
You know, usually I hear it's way too early for this shit, and you sound like you're on your deathbed, just kind of hanging out with the Grim Reaper, waiting on, you know, Satan to come pick you up in that school bus, that little short bus that you're going to ride down there to the blazes of hell. And you're just like, it's too early for this shit. And then all the today, you're like, hey, it's too early for this shit. Like, you take an 8-ball of Coke before you got to the studio today or what?
Hey. Didn't you see the new drug policy? We can't be doing that stuff anymore, so shush!
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess somebody needs to get on upper management, because I see them doing snorting something off the desk. No, I'm playing.
Yeah, all of that is just no-dos, man. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever tried no-dos and, you know, crushing it up and snorting it?
I have not, actually. I do. I take
neither have I,
my
but
headaches.
It's one hell of a rush. Yeah.
Neither have I, but it's one hell of a rush. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Wouldn't know, though.
Yeah, but nah, I don't do illegal drugs. I just do no-dos.
Right, exactly. Actually, really quick, before we get into it, I wanted to, I'm not going to say why, but I am going to throw out a huge congratulations to a good buddy of mine, Aaron. I used to work with him. It's funny because he spells his name A-R-O-N, so I always call him Aaron. So you've seen those that video. You've seen that video going around social media where, like, the substitute teachers, mispronouncing everybody's names. And he's like, that one guy, like, his name's Aaron. He's like, Aaron. He's like, Aaron. He's like, Aaron. So I started calling
like
him Aaron. Right, so I started calling him Aaron, and then I actually got to, you know, learn his last name, and I actually, he stuck around long enough for me to give a shit, because we have a hell of a turnover rate. And so, you know, I'm kind of like, all right, well, okay, check this out. So I kind of find out his last name starts with a W, and I'm like, so I got him saved in my phone as Aaron Dubs.
Nice.
So I'm like, yeah. But, hey, you know, I miss that little fucker. He quit working where we work. He was smart and got out. But he's off doing bigger and better things. He moved out of the town and everything, man. He moved to another city. But he's doing good. He told me today he had some good news, and he told me what it was. I told him that I would not blast it out, you know, put his personal business out on the radio, but –
come on, now I'm curious.
I am going to throw a huge congratulations out to him.
Right. Did he knock up his wife? Someone pregnant?
No. No, and he didn't get knocked up either.
Did he knock up his mistress?
No, and like I said, he hasn't been knocked up either, but he's been trying. He's been trying to get that special somebody to knock him up.
Right. Well, Brian, if you had more time and you didn't work graveyards, I'm sure you could do it.
You know, I'm good. I'm good.
It's nice to be awake now. You know, that the line of no-dos that it just took just kicked in. So it's like, whee!
Well, but no. Huge shout out to him. And
what's up, Aaron? How you doing, brother?
No. It's just Aaron. Just one A.
No.
So it's Aaron.
I do it my way.
Oh, okay.
Not your way.
Well, there you go. Aaron. Yeah.
Better than Aaron, I guess. It's
congratulations, Aaron. Aaron. You're kind of cool still. You're pretty awesome. Hey, actually, he is pretty cool. I work with him, man. You know, and you know how it is with most people you work with. Once they leave. You know, you don't talk to them and this and that. There's a few. But you keep in touch for a little while, then you fade off. Man, this guy quit. He done moved out of town. Hits me up one day a few weeks back. He's like, hey, what are you doing right now? And I'm like, nothing. Sitting at home. He's like, is it cool if I come by? And I'm like, yeah. So he swung by for a little bit, man. They chilled for a little while. I was showing him a couple of the radio shows here on the network.
Swung by, huh? Interesting. Nice.
That's right, but
hey,
showed him a couple
you.
Shows.
Hey, boo-boo.
I can't do it with you. Shut up.
You
but no,
know
man,
to
I
play
showed him
with my big Nick basket.
I showed him a couple shows, you know, right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army, and he was digging them, man. He's having a lot of fun with them. So, but anyways, I'm done talking about Aaron. Congratulations, dude. That's huge news, and I'm really excited for you, man. That's awesome. Now on to more important things, like, well, watching paint dry is more fun than talking about Aaron. No, I'm playing.
Right.
Because I know he's at work right now.
Talking about Aaron from the Yankees back in the day. Well, then, now we're talking. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I got to mess around because I know he's at work right now, but he will be listening to the show later. And so, you know, I gotta say as much as I can now so that when I wake up later tonight, I can see all these text messages talking shit and calling me names. And
right. Well, hell, if that's all you need, well, I could blow up your phone for at least 10 minutes and just start calling you rotten. Oh, wait, I already do.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, that's not anything different, buddy.
Well, maybe I won't text you. And then you'll be like, well, where'd Farber go? Why does he love me? You know, I did miss your phone call last night, you know, and now I know what you're doing. You're cheating on me with Aaron. All right, it's cool.
Well,
I understand.
I'm gonna tell you, I was actually, I'm not gonna lie, dude. I was laying in bed watching The Walking Dead, and I looked at my phone. And I'm like, all right, 5 more minutes and I got to get up for work. 5 more minutes went by, and I'm like, all right, 5 more minutes and I got to get up for work. And this went on for about 20 more minutes. And then all of a sudden, I looked down at my phone, and then I forgot to look at my phone. And then I look at my phone, and I jumped up out of bed. And I'm like, shit, I'm going to be late for work. So I jumped up and got dressed and ran out the door, ran to work. Now, I did get there on time. But
you ran to work.
Quite...
Wow.
Well, I ran to the car.
You ran to work.
I ran to the car to drive to work, but you know what I meant. Shut up.
Right. No, I didn't. Hey, man, I take life, for the full thing for what people say. So if you say you ran to work, you ran to work.
That's right. If people say something, then it's probably the truth.
Take it at face value.
Kind of like Bryant Johnson, who was arrested for being drunk in public and said that he wanted to speak to the president of the town because he is from the future and drank too much in the present.
Oh, God.
So if he said it, it must be true.
Right.
An early look.
He's a ball-peen hammered to the dome.
Look, this dude can hold his liquor.
He's ball-peen hammer to the dome.
They took a breath analysis. They took a breath analyzer, right? They took his and he blew a .136.
Woohoo! You are
damn.
Shocked.
He claimed he was from the year 2048 and was trying to warn the people of Casper that aliens were coming next year and they should leave as soon as possible.
Motherfucker's lucky to even be talking and walking and alive.
This guy was all crazy. He told the police that the only way he was able to time travel was to have the aliens fill his body with alcohol and have him stand on a giant pad, which transported him to 2017. But he ended up in the wrong year because he was supposed to be in 2018.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Drug people are so much fun.
So if he said it, it must be true.
Exactly.
Oh, shit, man. This is great. This is just wonderful.
And yesterday should have been like a national holiday. I swear it should have been. Opening day of hockey, one of the best sports in the world.
It was. And tonight is the opening game of the season for my Chicago Blackhawks. Let's go, baby. They play Pittsburgh Penguins, and we're about to spank that ass.
Right. Do you hear the crap that B. Evans is talking about there, Kim, from Stay Out of Her Crease? Talking trash.
Well, I don't know about Kim's crease. I'm not going anywhere near that, but I'm going to have to definitely make sure she knows that the Penguins are going down. Because, if you don't know this show, you should check it out. It is definitely one of the best hockey shows I've ever heard. I mean, they're on point better than – dude. They are on point better than ESPN, dude. Seriously.
I agree.
And, but the thing is, you could be like, hey, Kim, there was a major tsunami over in Taiwan, and every single person on the island died. And she'd be like, yeah, the Pens lost last night. I'm a little upset about that. everything revolves around the Pens with her. And I love it. It's so funny because she will find any way. She will find anything can relate back to her hockey team. And I love it. It's so awesome. That's some true devotion.
It is.
But they are definitely an awesome show. And I plan on calling in and giving them a hard time. Definitely got to give Kim a hard time. But, you know, like I said, Blackhawks, man, they're about to spank that ass tonight. Ooh, it's going
to
be great.
There you go. You know, I'm kind of torn on this game there, to be completely honest with you there, B. Very torn on this game.
Why is that?
Why is that, you ask? Well, I follow a certain college. And this certain college has players on both sides of the team. I have on one team, and you're like, what college do you follow? I follow the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. And as of yesterday...
I didn't ask that question. I already knew.
Right. As of yesterday, there were 19 players that opened up for opening night. So for the Chicago Blackhawks, you have the one, the only Jonathan Toews.
Yeah.
You also have Nick Schmaltz.
Yep.
But then on the Pittsburgh Penguins side, you got Carter Romley from the University of North Dakota also. So I win if either team wins. So I'm happy.
Well, I'm just going to say you stole the show right there when you said Toews. That name. Man, I tell you what, in all honesty, Jonathan Toews is an amazing player. And I don't say that because he's on my team. I say that because he is just an amazing player. He really is. You know, I mean, it's awesome watching him play. It really is. You know, I felt the same way about Patrick Kane, and I still do. I love watching, you know, I love watching Patrick Kane. And when you see those two together, it's just like, yes. You know what it reminds you of? Like how everybody got so hype in the old Mighty Ducks movies. Do you remember those?
They do.
When the Bash Brothers came out, everybody got hype. You know what I mean? So, like, that's how I am when I see Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane out on the ice together. I'm like, yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, and at one point, there was another gentleman. His name is TJ Oshie. From the University of North Dakota, that was also considering going to Chicago to play with his line mate at the University of North Dakota. And that right there would have been just heaven in a bottle, because I got to watch Jonathan Toews play, got to watch Nick Schmaltz play, got to watch TJ Oshie play. You know, a lot of the old school, such as like an Eddie Belfour it's a great program to watch. So if you like college hockey, don't follow anybody else besides the University of North Dakota. But if you really, really, really want to get to know hockey, get to know college hockey, get to know NHL, get to know, you know, the minors, you definitely got to check out Stay Out of Your Crease on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. West Coast time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. And definitely, you will learn a lot from Kimmy and Jimmy.
I tell you what, you're absolutely right, though. You know, the first time I listened to their show, I'm like, man, I like hockey. You know, this and this and this. I'm like, I can get down with this. And then I go and I listen to the show, and I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I'm a fan of hockey. I love watching hockey. You know, I know a bit about the sport. And then I listen to their show, and I'm like, all right, well, yeah, I still like hockey, but I don't know shit.
Like, right?
Their knowledge will definitely knock you down a few pegs.
Oh, I know. And every now and then, Kimmy is like, dude, you got to call in and give Jimmy a hard time, because Jimmy's a Duluth Bulldog fan, and the University of North Dakota and the Duluth Bulldogs. We don't like each other just in general. And it's always a fun time when you get Farmer and Jimmy just going back and forth at each other.
Oh, most definitely. It's always fun when you get two rivals going back and forth. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But no, it's always great. It's almost as interesting as wrestling a very, very large python because it's blocking your way.
Right.
There's a man, a 37-year-old security guard was on his way home in Sumatra, Indonesia. He was on his way home on a scooter, and a 23-foot python was blocking the road. So this guy, this genius, this very smart individual, he gets off of his little moped. He struts up to this thing, pulls out the big guns, and decides he's going to move this python, this live 23-foot massive python. Well, apparently the python didn't like that, and it became a wrestling match. So, what I love about it the most is pedestrians looked on in horror as the colossal snake bit his arm and attempted to smother him in his coils. And I bet they all had a phone out. But well, maybe not in Indonesia, but anywhere else they would have had a phone out. But
right.
So this guy's wrestling this 23-foot python, right? And survives. He kills the snake and survives, dude. Like, he literally survived. Like, what the hell is this? 23-foot python, and he is alive.
Right? Yeah, I don't get it, B. I don't get it. I don't.
I am very impressed.
Yeah, so am I.
I am very impressed with
people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and he kills the python. He ends up, I love it, because one part of this article says, speaking from his hospital bed, he said, I tried to catch it. It bit my arm, and we wrestled for a while. But he killed the python, and they got pictures up showing the size of this thing. It's massive. There's kids sitting on its tail. I mean, part of it's hanging off of a tree or something. And, I mean, you can just see the sheer size of this thing. It's just massive. I mean, it looks like the size. There's a grown man standing next to it, and it looks like the body of this thing is about as big as this man's torso.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing is massive. Like, its mouth is pretty big, dude. Like, there ain't no. Hell no. I want to know how he won this thing. These things wrestle full-grown alligators.
Right.
But anyways, we have a caller.
Well, let's get him on.
Let's get him on. Let's see who we've got. Good morning. Your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Oh, they hung up.
No.
Like, literally, right? Was it that deep? Like, really? Did you not like my intro to bring you on? Okay. Well, you know what?
Dude, put the nose-dose down, dude. Put the no-dose down, and you'll be all right.
Man.
Put down. Put the no-dose down, dude. Put it down.
Man, that kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, maybe they just wanted to listen.
I don't know. But if anybody else would like to call in and talk and not hang up on me when I go to
hang
answer
up
your
on
call,
a people. No,
feel
just,
free
when,
to call
when Brian,
in.
When B. Evans, you know, just hang up on him. You know, it's okay.
Feel free to call in and do so at 646-668-8467. Now, and I wanted to let you know because my mother is supposed to be listening. If she's not.
Maybe that was her who called in.
I don't know. I think it wasn't her. I actually have her number. But, now.
I sure hope you have your mom's number.
I have a sad story for my. I have a sad story for you to tell you, and this goes out to my mother. I was on my way to go get that Wawa coffee today. And.
Oh, trust me. I know about that.
So, I'm like, well, you know, All right, I'm going to go get this coffee for my mom. Well, on the way back from bringing this coffee, there was a stranger.
That you rightfully stole from me.
There was a stranger that came up to the vehicle, taps on the window, and he tells me to give him everything that I have. And I'm like, well, sir, I don't have anything but these four delicious bags of coffee, and one of them goes to my mother. And he says, well, look, I'm not going to take all your coffee away. Give me the one bag that goes to your mother, and we'll call it even. So I said, will do, kind sir. Thank you very much, and have a nice day. And he walked away with a smile on his face with a fresh new, brand new bag of Wawa coffee. Now, Mom, right. I'm sorry. I tried, but I just couldn't save your one bag of coffee. But you're more than welcome to come over and share a cup of that nice dark roast Wawa coffee with me and my two bags that I have sitting here.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Bump your brake. I haven't done that in a while. You mean that you couldn't just give your mother, right, some Wawa coffee? You had to be greedy and take it all for yourself. What kind of son are you?
Well, let's be realistic here, because if the shoe was on the other foot, okay, and this was my mom picking up coffee, I would have got a text message and been like, well, I went, but nobody was home. And she'd be sitting at home sipping on it right now, posting on Facebook about her nice Wawa coffee. And I'm like, but wait a minute, I thought you didn't make it. Oh, well, I did, but by the time I got there, they could only find the one bag. And she'd be having both of them in her cabinet, and she'd be laughing about it and everything. She'd play that game.
Mm-hmm. No, she wouldn't.
She'd play that game. I know how my mom is.
I have faith. I got faith in moms.
Oh, no. My mom would have been like, nope, it's mine. Yeah, she would have eventually laughed about it and then maybe let me smell the empty bag. But, she would have gave me my bag eventually, but she would have definitely had me thinking that I wouldn't have gotten a bag.
Right. So, are you gonna give your moms a bag, or are you going to be a little punk?
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. If my mom's listening, like she said she was going to be today, right. If she can call in within the next 10 minutes at 646-668-8467, I will give her 10 minutes to call and say, thank you for picking up my coffee, son. I love you. Now, if you can complete that simple task, Mom, then you can be the brand new owner of a nice, fresh, brand new bag of that Wawa coffee.
That's fucked up.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more. Oh, I figured.
I will personally bring it to you. I won't even make you drive all the way across town to come get it. I will bring it to you.
Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid not to drive across town.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, weather, you know, it's a little rainy outside today, and sugar melts,
right.
Man. I can't really be getting
right.
out in this
oh, yeah.
stuff.
Right. Well, right. You know, and you are the nice son that you are. And you should just do it anyway.
Yeah, if she calls in, I will. If she don't, then I might put the wrong address on it and mail it to her. No, I'm playing.
Like, you know, like a Washington address?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
It's a good,
Mom,
strong possibility.
Don't call in. Don't call in, Mom.
So, oh, that's great. In all honesty, I don't see my mom actually calling in. She might.
She may shock you.
Now, we did have that wrestling show on, not, you know, a little while, a few months back, you know, Ringside Factor.
We did, yeah.
She called into that one week. They were talking about Shawn Michaels, HBK, the Heartbreak Kid, you know, the showstopper. The icon,
right,
Mr. WrestleMania, and
yeah.
She called in. She called in and confirmed it with the host of that show. You know, Grandpa and the Kid asked her, "Is it after what she said about Shawn Michaels? They said, okay, so is it safe to say that you would have left your husband for Shawn Michaels if given the opportunity? She said yes.
Well,
I love her.
At least Mom Evans keeps it on the reels.
Hey, you know, she is bluntly honest, trust me. She is bluntly honest.
Now I know where Arizona gets it.
Oh, shit.
I'm an asshole. Holy, holy asshole. Yes, I know. Sorry.
So, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Better watch
Cam
out,
Newton.
Buddy.
Cam.
Because next
Pam
now,
Newton.
That's what I said, Cam Newton.
No, I said Pam.
Oh, Pam Newton. Oh, he's acting like a woman. Better be careful, though, because you got them, you know, now you've got the leftist feminist groups coming after you because you said something wrong. Which really wasn't even that wrong. He just offended someone. So now, you already know he's going to be in attack. So be prepared, everybody. Cam Newton memes all over social media now.
No, the sugar in the tank guy. The romper wearing, panty loafing, cry baby. I could do that all day. Got some sugar in the tank.
But what was it exactly that he had said?
He said, it's kind of funny listening to a woman talk about routes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. this guy. And you know what's funny? You know he's about to get attacked for that.
Oh, you know he is.
You know he's going to get attacked for this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's
everybody, I mean, oh, it is. It's going to happen. And when it does, it's going to be a shit storm for him.
It's going to be a shit show.
Oh. But it's funny because, like, I find it hilarious. But, I mean, probably not for the same reason he finds it funny. I just find it funny because, I mean, you got to think, I mean, how many women are there actually in that are involved with the sports in the professional level other than just some announcers? You know what I mean? Just
right.
Announcing for their network. Now we've got coordinators and coaches. And, I mean, and nothing against it. I mean, if they can get the job done, more power to them. You know what I mean? I don't care who it is,
right,
as long as they get the job done. But to sit there and just, like, downplay it, like, wow, should you even be here right now? Like, so because she has a vagina. Oh, and you know this is coming out. So because I have a vagina, I'm not allowed to know anything about football. And,
right.
And you know it's coming, dude. You know it's coming.
Here's your sign, Cammy.
I love it, too. And he's got a big-ass smile on his face, too, when he said it. Like,
yeah,
it's so funny. Like, he was seriously cracking up. It makes you wonder how much he actually laughed about this.
Right. I don't think he really cares, bro.
No. It's Cam Newton. And he already knows.
Cam Newton. That's not Cam. It's Pam.
Right.
Pam Newton, we're romping, wearing, panty loafing, sugar in the tank. Pam Newton.
And it's so funny, too, because he knows his job's on lock. You know, he's got that thing locked in. Ain't nobody taking that job from him. You know, it just, he's good to go. So he's just like, I can say whatever, and it's all right, because as long as I don't kneel for the anthem, we're good to go.
Right. Now,
I don't know.
For Mr. Roger Goodell to
type in and find them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen. You know why? Because it's not Tom Brady.
Right. And then watch social media just go off the chain. Well, you'll find them for talking about it, but you won't find these son of a, you know, as President Trump would say, son of a you know what, for kneeling. Just saying.
So, now, here's a question I have for you.
Okay.
Now, I agree with him for a change. I agree, and I hate to talk about this, but, you know, the good old Trucker JJ might be listening too. All right, so you know about Antonio Brown's little crybaby temper tantrum on Sunday, right?
Well, that's how most of the Pittsburgh Steelers are. They're a bunch of crybabies. But, yeah, go ahead.
Right. Well, he got pissed off because they weren't getting the ball downfield to him, I guess, enough or whatever. I didn't watch the game because, well, I didn't watch any of the games, and, well, Pittsburgh sucks. But
right.
So they didn't get the ball downfield and all this stuff. So Antonio Brown gets pissed off, flips a Gatorade bucket over, shrugs off his offensive coordinator, whatever, has a little crybaby fit. And Ben Roethlisberger comes up the next day, and, you know, they're talking about it, and they mentioned, you know, Antonio Brown, you know, being a crybaby little girl. And, you know, they had asked him, and you know, he said, you know, it's calling out bad behavior is part of a quarterback's job. He being a leader of the team, he should have addressed the situation and should have taken care of it because he said that holding players accountable is part of the job description. That was his job, and well, apparently he didn't do his job. Now,
right,
there's a lot of argument back and forth about this, of whether or not it was his position to step in and say something or not. I say you're the fucking leader of the team. You should have been there to help deal with the situation.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I mean, it kind of pissed him off, which, okay, when they played Baltimore, Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, everybody knows Ben wants to go to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's the go-to guy. We all know that. And
right.
So he decides while they're playing for Baltimore, he decided he's going to spread the ball around a little bit more. Well, Antonio Brown only had three or four catches, he only got 34 yards receiving that week.
Right.
He only had 34 yards. So, of course, naturally, like I said, he pulled a Terrell Owens, dude. He pulled a Terrell Owens. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. He pulled a Terrell Owens.
Yes, I do.
And he wanted to get pissed off because he didn't get enough. Now, I understand he's working, you know, towards that. He's working towards an NFL record. He's trying to get his fifth consecutive 100-catch season. But at the same time, there's plenty of other games this season to go through. You know what I mean? There's plenty of other games.
Yeah.
So you decide to throw a fit. I mean, maybe it's time for you to change your diaper, have a juice box, take a nap. Get that little security blanket, that little safety blanket. Get your therapy dog. Turn on them sweet sounds of the ocean and the rainforest, unless those are too intense for you. And then just maybe mosquitoes
bite
buzzing.
Bite into a Snickers there, Sally Salamander.
That's what I was about to say. Bite into that damn Snickers and take yourself a little nap. Because
right.
Somebody needs to grow up. Because you just went T.O. on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you did.
And I really hate using that reference, but, I mean, it is a perfect example of what he did. I mean, T.O. put us through some shit. He was an elite quarterback in the making. He was amazing.
Oh,
and then just decided,
he was an elite what?
He would have been an elite quarterback. I said he was an elite quarterback in the making.
Terrell Owens.
He, Do what?
Think about what you just said there, Gomer P.
I thought about it.
A cornerback. Trell was not a cornerback.
He was an elite receiver in the making. And my bad. I was thinking, well, I got the Ben Roethlisberger article up here, and I'm looking at it, and I see him, and I'm like, quarterback, and never mind. Anyways, he was elite in the making. Terrell Owens was elite in the making, and we all know that. The guy was a beast.
In what position?
He was a wide receiver. Shut up.
Okay.
Anyways.
What team did he play for?
The only team that matters in the NFL. Anyways.
Just making sure.
So,
you know, just
he,
you call him a quarterback, a cornerback, you're all over the gambit.
Hey, it was a mistake. Leave me alone. But anyway,
I'll let you out on your mistake.
But no, I mean, you think about it, though. When we you remember watching Keo play, man. Him and Jeff Garcia had a nice thing going on, you know, and then he just got all butthurt because he just wasn't getting the ball as much as he wanted.
Right.
And then he cries and bitches and complains and ends up, how many other teams did he go play with? He went to Philadelphia. He went to Dallas. Who else did he go with? Or was that it?
I think that was it.
I don't know. But we didn't hear from him after that. Why? Because he wasn't shit with them. I mean, yeah, he might have done a few things, but that was it. He would have been great had he not been, you know, been a little crybaby and just stuck with the team and went through the transition and the process that they were going through.
Yeah,
he had an amazing quarterback. He had an amazing quarterback back in the team. You know what I mean? Like he had great leadership.
Yes, he did.
I mean, we had a great coaching staff at the time. We had an amazing team. And then you just pissed it all away because you didn't get to touch somebody's ball enough.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, and then that's exactly what Antonio Brown is doing right now. But here's something funny for you. Talking San Francisco 49er wide receivers. Let's bring out the GOAT, Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Now, I find this really funny. Jerry Rice has openly admitted of something that he likes to do as a hobby.
Oh, boy. Okay.
There was one weekend he was out playing golf, and he comes up, as he's coming up to the country club, there's a wedding going on. So he decides, let's go in and crash the wedding. So he goes up and he walks in. Of course, he tells the bride and the groom, you know, congratulations and this and that. Now, of course, naturally, apparently, you know, everybody got excited and wanted to take pictures with him and this and that. I mean, who wouldn't? It's Jerry Rice, right?
Right.
So they all get excited. Now, apparently, it's become something of a hobby for him. And he tries to crash a wedding at least like once a week. So that's become like Jerry Rice's new thing is crashing weddings.
I can see a new show coming on.
Oh, I'm telling you, Wedding Crashers with Jerry Rice. He shows up as an uninvited guest to these weddings. And who's going to tell Jerry Rice, sorry, sir, you don't have an invitation. It's the GOAT for crying out loud. You're not going to tell him no. And he shows up.
Unless you're a Cowboy fan, unless you're a Bengal fan, you know, there may be a few out there that tell the GOAT to go pound sand.
Well, and apparently this, like, he actually kind of started doing this back in 2006, but it didn't really become a big thing until recently. But
right.
So he's out, he's crashing these weddings and stuff. And it's turned into a weekly thing. Like, if he goes out for the weekend and there's a wedding around, you bet your ass Jerry Rice might be there. He said he likes to show up and he, you know, takes pictures with the bride and the groom and the families and stuff. And then he'll sit there and, you know, give him his best wishes, and then he likes to pull up a chair right at that buffet table and start going to town at the food.
Yeah, it almost makes me want to get married down in San Francisco area.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, it's like, and how could you miss? You couldn't mistake Jerry Rice. Like, this guy, and so, I mean, you think about it, this is like a triple win here, because you have you're getting married, okay?
Wow.
You're,
pump your brakes.
Let me finish.
Mm-mm.
Let me finish, because I didn't say anything about marriage being a great thing. Now,
all right.
In their eyes, you're getting married, yes. But you're getting married and Jerry Rice shows up. Okay, there's one. Jerry Rice, the
goat.
Right. So Jerry Rice shows up at your wedding. Not just to say, hey, can I use your bathroom real quick? He shows up to the wedding to congratulate you.
Right.
Then he's taking pictures with your family and friends and yourself. And then he wants to stick around and hang out. Now, apparently, he's actually stayed long enough for, like, receptions and stuff, too, which would be quite interesting because we all know Jerry Rice can dance because, you know, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
And if I can't remember if he won or not, but he can dance. So,
yep.
You already know that, you know, he's going to be dancing at the reception hall, maybe get drunk with Jerry Rice, be like, hey, let me wear your Super Bowl ring, you know? You never know.
Right.
But, I mean, it's Jerry Rice, and he's crashing weddings. How cool is that?
It must be nice to be the goat.
That's what I'm saying. I need a contract marriage so we can go to California and get married and make sure that we stalk Jerry Rice for a couple weeks and find out where he's going to be that weekend for our marriage.
Oh, wait a
minute.
And
then, literally, within the week after this, we're going to get an annulment.
I ain't marrying you. Sorry, ain't going to happen. My bad. Nope.
Oh, well, thanks, Farmer. I thought I meant more to you than that.
Yeah, no.
But it's just, it's
so
crazy.
Who wants to marry B. Evans? Here it is. Who wants to marry B. Evans? Contract marriage. So that he can try to somehow swindle Jerry Rice to come to his wedding.
Hey, all I'm saying is if he shows up
to
my wedding.
Hold on, no, shush. Hold on.
Morning Cup of Sports interview.
Do you hear that?
Yes, the phone lines are silent.
I hear crickets, B.
Yeah, we don't have that button
not
in here.
Not even a phone call from the sandwich maker.
Yeah, I'm kind of hurt now. Thanks. Man, that kind of hit hard. Man.
That's it. I know. Maybe she will call tomorrow.
Hey, Farmer. Check it out. My heart just exploded.
No. Yeah, it did. Sorry, man. Sandwich man.
Oh, it's
all right.
She's probably making me a sandwich right now anyway, so
right.
It's coming up on lunchtime. She's busy down there cooking that 3-course meal for lunch.
There you go.
So
it's okay. It's okay to be hurt, bro. I promise.
Well, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? Right.
It is. Sandwich maker don't love you. It's okay.
So, they're saying Derek Carr might actually be out longer than expected with his back injury.
Yeah.
And here's some interesting food for thought. All right, so the start of this season of hockey, the Penguins, will they get a three-peat?
No.
Well, I'd have to say I'm in agreeance with you. It's actually looking like it's actually looking like they are not one of the favorite teams to take it all the way this year, dude. Now,
well,
we have
they
a
weren't
few.
Favorited yesterday either, or last year either, so.
Well, it's not going to happen 2 years. It's not going to happen three in a row for them. I'm just saying.
Right.
Kim,
I know.
You're listening. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So, but I will say that the Blackhawks, they're calling the Blackhawks at a 12-1 shot that they're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to throw that out there. And also, if you are a marathon runner, please.
Nope. The only reason why I run is if a bear is chasing me.
Wear something under your shorts to keep your junk from flopping out. Because you know how marathon runners wear them short shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so this guy, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, was nearing the end of a marathon on Sunday when he literally, accidentally, unknowingly exposed himself.
Hmm.
He was running on the last leg, and he was either really into the race or he just don't feel nothing down there. As he finished the marathon, passing other runners and race officials along the way, he high-fived one of his encouraging fans as he neared the end of the marathon and then doubled over once across the line as if unaware that he was flashing his junk at the world.
Nice.
floppy. How do you not know that your shit's hanging out of your shorts while you're running a marathon?
Good point.
I mean, if you're running and your junk starts flopping out, are you going to know it's out and about?
No, nah, I'm hung like a chipmunk, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, geez. I can't deal with you. I cannot deal with you today.
But, hey, B, have you seen the most brutal soccer on earth?
The most brutal soccer on earth?
Yes. I can't pronounce it. Can't pronounce it. But it's like a mixed martial arts. Ball, punching, kicking, head throating, trying to get the ball over. It's like rugby on crack.
Now, wait a minute. Are we talking about the sport that we have posted on our social media page?
We are.
Because this is the sport that I was talking about last week, I believe it was. Where they were like MMA fighting while playing soccer and this and that. Yeah, we were talking about this.
Yeah, there's some big boys.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, because I went through the – I was telling you some of the rules and stuff. They said that it can't be – it has to be a one-on-one fight. And, you know, they had like certain rules to it. You couldn't jump – you couldn't gang up on people. And,
right.
You know, there were certain things that you couldn't do.
Right, I know. And I found it on my news feed, and I'm like, oh, that's got to get posted on.
Oh, yeah, this thing's crazy, dude.
It is.
Definitely looks like fun.
It does. And then, you know, talking about hockey that we were talking about, there was an NHL player, can't pronounce his name, we'll call him Jay Huddler. Demands cocaine on an airplane and then tries to pee. Way to keep it classy, Jay.
Oh. You know.
And then B, what about this jabroni?
Oh, you're talking about the jackass from the Titans, I was seriously about to bring that
up. Jackass, yes.
How in the hell are you going to say that if your fans want to be angry, then bye, I don't need you? Yeah, you do, buddy, because your fans are what pay your bills. Your fans are the reason you have such a damn big-ass paycheck. Your fans are the reason why you're not just playing pickup games in the middle of the street or out in the back of a field, because you have fans. Your fans are the reason why you have a career. Now, your skill and athleticism got you there, yes, but it only takes you so far. If there's no money coming into the league, how are they going to pay you?
Right.
So,
I see
if you don't care,
huge pay cut coming.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. If you don't care that your fans don't show up
in the NFL, bro, I'm not talking for this Mook Jabroni, you know, from the Titans. I'm just saying in general, the NFL is going to have to, you know, the money's not coming in. They're losing sponsorships. They're losing this. They're losing TV ratings. They're, you know, losing money going to the, you know, people going to the stadiums. They're not going to be able to pay out these multi-billion-dollar, million-dollar contracts.
Well, what gets me, though, is that in his interview, he actually says that, you know, it's not about disrespecting the military, the men and women of the military that have served. And, you know, it's not about anything like that. It's about equal rights, and it's all about everyone trying to show that we all care about each other. But yet then he turns around and says, but I don't care if you're here for me or not.
Right.
So, but I'll come back to this in a minute, Farmer. We've got a caller, buddy.
All right, bring him on.
Good morning on your morning cup of sports with Farmer and B. Evans. Who are we talking to today?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My name's David.
Hey, what's up, David? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, David?
Doing good, sir. I just want to say, as far as the whole Kaepernick thing, I think the fact that a marginal quarterback who basically was at the end of his run as far as, you know, being a starting quarterback in the NFL has gotten this much attention just shows you how the liberal media is just dedicated on anything that can bash America. They will highlight it, give it a platform, glorify it. It's unbelievable. The fact that these players are doing what they're doing is shameful. When the Baltimore Ravens were in London and they took a knee for the American national anthem and then stood up for the English national anthem and were asked after the game, why did they do that? They said they didn't want to offend the people of England. Just shows you how much these guys are completely disillusioned from reality and not realizing what they're doing is offending the people of this country who actually love their country and realize how great America is. And how special this land is with all the freedom, liberty, and economic opportunity we have here, that these people who have been indoctrinated by liberal ideology from their youth to hate America, to think capitalism is terrible, to think that people are oppressed in this country, that you can't make it. So therefore, what you need to do is swear allegiance to the Democrat Party and just bash the country every time you get an opportunity. I'm tired of it, man. And I'm sick of it getting into sports. It's ridiculous, man.
You know, man, I agree with you 100%. At that particular time, that's when I knew that I couldn't watch the NFL anymore, is they don't want to disrespect, you know, London's people. And I'm sure that there's some sort of other injustices that they're saying that they're doing and everything else like that. But all because they're not citizens over there. They're like, well, we need to respect them. So that right there just shows me the ideology of these players that are taking a knee, putting their hands up in the air or whatever. They don't know what they're doing, and they don't know why they're doing it.
I mean, the whole thing is based on a lie in the first place. This idea that police are going out and targeting black people is ridiculous. Like, whenever I meet someone who has that view, I always ask them, do you know what the numbers are? Are you aware of this issue in any way, shape, or form, or are you just repeating what you saw in the news? And I tell them, if you look at a 20-year window, let's look at 1991 to 2011. That's a 20-year window. During that time period, how many black men were killed by police officers? Just over 1,000. Then I ask them, how many white people were killed by police officers during that same period? It's more than 2,000, double the number. But they, when they hear that, they're shocked, and they don't realize that we're talking about out of 38 million people in this country that are black, only 1,000 have been killed by police officers over 20 years. During that, just this year alone in Chicago, more than 500 young black men have been murdered through gang violence. That's 500 in this year alone. And they're not even mentioning that because the liberal media, because of their determination to try to destroy this country, they want to highlight the only thing left that they could try to use to show that there's still racism towards black people, because everything else has been pretty much dealt with. There's no more bias in the legal system. There's no more bias in the education system. There's no more bias in the workforce, in the government, and basically every other sphere of life. Black people have the same rights and the same opportunity as the next man. The only thing they got left to hold on to is this police issue, which is a marginal issue at best. So this is an absolute joke of a – this whole thing just shows you what ESPN is about, what NBC is about, ABC, all these news networks. They just expose who they are, just like they expose who they were during the election, that they're all a bunch of leftist hacks that just are basically propagandists for the Democrat Party. Total bullshit.
Well, no, man, I agree with you solely. You know, it is one of them things where the mainstream media only wants clicks on social media, or they only want certain people to view. They're not out there to report the truth because,
well, no, they just want to push their personal agenda.
Exactly.
They have a goal. They have a quota. And that's all they're trying to do is push their own personal agenda. Nothing else matters. The truth does not matter. They don't give a shit about the truth. They just want to push what's going to get them ratings. Like the WWE. Would it be more interesting if it was realistic or if it was scripted and fake? Well, it's fake. It's going to get them more ratings that way. So they push the fakeness.
Right, and it's the same thing going on with the whole, like, Cam Newton thing when they're trying to, you know, cover and try to show him as this misogynist pig. How dare he, you know, laugh at a female reporter. I'm sick and tired of this feminist bullshit that's getting into sports, how we've got to celebrate every time there's a female referee or a new female sports anchor, or they got to stick women into all these fields, as if these women, most of them, have no idea what the hell they're even talking about. The woman's question, you could tell she barely understood what she was even saying. She was just kind of throwing something out there just because she could say something. And I'm just, this is all just, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know what the heck's going on in this country. And I mean, you see it everywhere. I mean, it's like delusion on every front. You got transgenderism, where as a society we've been told to embrace people who've got a mental illness or delusion that a man can become a woman or a woman can become a man. And once we accept that, now you see all this other nonsense that we're accepting, that women can do the exact same thing men can do. And there's no difference between men and women. And women can perform in the exact same way. And it's like, no, they can't. But it's just not the – it's just they can't do it. It's a period. And women have no business covering football. I'm just going to say it right here, right now. They have no business covering football. Basketball, knock yourself out. Baseball, do whatever you got to do. But football, come on, man. It's just – it's ridiculous.
Well, now, I have to disagree with you on that, because I have – I do know, personally know some females that they can cover football better than some of – better than most males that I know. You know, they are hardcore into the sport. Now, there are females that can do it. Now, are they going to do it at that level when they get to that point in their life? Probably not. But – it can be done. Now, you're right, though. There are a lot of women in sports, and it's almost like they're trying to, you know, conform to give the gender equality in sports. And so they're trying to, you know, push in. I mean, you know, we have the new female offensive coordinator out, and they're making a big deal out of that. There's nothing to make a big deal of. It's a female running sports. I mean, we got girls playing playing football. You know, so it's definitely something that needs to stop being pushed, but it can actually, I mean, I can't really say I agree with you on that, because there are women that can cover the sport just as well, if not better than men. We just don't get that side of it. We don't get those women. We get the ones that are, you know, attractive and don't know what the hell they're talking about and just read from a script.
Right. You know, and I'm kind of, you know, on that same token. You know, you have these women that are just eye candy, that really are only there for the ratings, that are only there for the male viewer. But on the other hand, there are other reporters out there that know what they're actually talking about, that actually know the game. So I got to disagree. You know, I think that the equality needs to be is if you know the job, if you know football, if you know this, if you know that, yes. But just don't put them on there because of eye candy. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, let's be real. We should get back to the days of barefoot pregnant and back in the kitchen, but that's just a separate point. But I'm just joking. I'm joking. I'm messing around. I don't mean that.
Right.
But seriously, though, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, all this stuff, like, for example, with ESPN and the fact that they got Michael Smith and Jemele Hill in the evening, I mean, what the hell is ESPN doing? I don't know what executive said. It's ridiculous. And it used to be so great. Like, growing up, I loved ESPN. I mean, I used to watch SportsCenter all the time. And it was the best,
right.
You know, you just sit and watch highlights all day. Then it turned into this leftist, I don't know what the hell this is, and they've completely lost what made them successful. And it's an absolute travesty. Anytime liberals get a hold of something, they always ruin it. You know, just like they're trying to do the NFL. They're trying to feminize this thing. And it's like, what you know, I just don't understand why they feel the need to do that. I just don't get it. Like, what's up with this breast cancer awareness thing? Why do the players have to wear pink for an entire month? Like, why? That's ridiculous.
You know, I want to, you know, I agree with you on this, because at no other time do they do autism. Well, some do. I know baseball does autism awareness. But what about all the other cancers out there? What about Alzheimer's? What about this? What about that? Why is the NFL and the majority of professional teams doing something for breast cancer? I can give you the answer. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm not, but it's because Susan G. Komen is paying the NFL X amount of money to do it. The NFL is solely about making money. It's a money-making business. And when they have somebody that gives them millions of dollars, they're going to do it.
Yep. Unfortunate, but just on a separate note,
you know, like my father, he has Alzheimer's. Would I love to have, you know, a month for the National Football League, hockey, baseball, basketball, and all the other professional sports do something to make money for dementia, for Alzheimer's, for all the other illnesses that are out there? You're damn right I would. But
now,
those people do not have the biggest name out there like Susan G. Komen.
Now, Farmer, I'm going to stop you right there. Two things. One, sir, I want to thank you for calling in. Two, we are out of time for today. We do need to wrap this up, but we definitely wouldn't mind you calling in again so that we can continue with this conversation or other conversations as well. You know, just not today, you know, tomorrow or any other day further on past that, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, and we will be here. But we do have to go, and it was awesome talking to you, caller, and
yes,
we look
sir.
Forward
Thanks
to talking to you
back.
Again here soon.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy.
You too, brother. Oh, crap, we're in overtime.
Yes, we are. 11 minutes into overtime, buddy.
Woo! All right, guys. I want to thank every single one of you for listening to your morning cup of sports. We started off
we want to thank you.
We I don't know what is it with you and this transgender wanting to get married thing. So I
Oh my God.
Anyway, we at the Morning Cup of Sports want to thank every single one of our new listeners, old listeners, and listeners that are like, what the fuck did I just tune into? Yes, you guys have a place in our heart. And we want to thank every single one of you. I, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank you. I'm from my bottom of my heart, I think B wants to thank you from his anus. But, hey, it's okay. Just remember, who's the cream? Who's the sugar? And here's your Radio AFS